On the final day of winter, Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz visited Clear Creek in northwest Fayetteville with our OAL insect expert, Dr. Donald Steinkraus. Many of the insects they found that day were in the nymph stage, the portion of life when an invertebrate is immature. It's before the transition into adulthood. Earlier this month, Christina and Dr. Steinkraus returned to Clear Creek, not long after the first official days of summer, to see what had changed.
Clear Creek is a perfect place to get that Country Creek vibe without leaving Fayetteville city limits. A Highway 112 bridge runs right over it. The sounds of traffic can be heard from below, but that doesn't distract from the flowing waters and green trees that meet in the middle overhead. On the day of our visit, a family had set chairs up on the banks as youngsters swam in the depths, and a father-son duo searched for critters, much like Dr. Steinkraus and I do, complete with their bucket and net. As it turns out, many of the insects we found were flying above the waters, in and out of the grasses and flowers along the creek's side, some of which were mere babies when we visited back in March. Among other specimens, we had found many damselfly nymphs. At the time, it was a small flat insect crawling the bottoms in search of food. Now, as an adult, the damselfly is dodging in and out of tall grasses. Dr. Steinkraus is able to catch one by swooshing an insect net after it. He says this insect is one of his favorites, with dark, black, smoky wings, and a predator in all stages of life.
It's a very pretty little animal, that crazy long abdomen, and those little delicate wings. But these two use their legs to, see his six legs there? They use them as a basket, capture little small midges and small insects, and then eat them alive. And they have these big eyes sort of on each side of their head, have extremely good vision. These are also very ancient insects. These things have been around for many millions of years, considered one of the ancient groups, yet, you know, in some ways, some of the best flyers out there. Do you want to hold it?
No.
It's very gentle. It can't hurt you. This one's so small. There, you see, it's friendly.
The damselfly is able to catch flies and midges mid-flight thanks to spines on its legs. Gathering the six appendages together to form a basket and relying on keen eyesight to help with the catch, they will eat their prey alive. The damselfly looks much like the dragonfly and is often mistook as such. Dragonflies are even more difficult to catch because of their extremely sharp eyesight, making them hard to sneak up on. Steinkraus says that some entomologists will take the shells out of a shotgun and replace them with sand and shoot the dragonflies with it because otherwise they are very difficult to capture. But with determination and patience, we snag one. I am enamored by those beautiful teal-colored eyes.
If you look at it, you can see it's like this massive, giant hemispheres of eyes made up of thousands of facets called omatidia. And then it's got this front mouth parts here, captures a mosquito on those legs, and it's trying to bite me. See that? It's pinching me with its mandibles, but it's so small it can't really, I can feel it pinching. You want to try that? Put your fingers in between its legs against its mouth and you'll feel it pinch. Now put your finger up against it. Can you feel it nibbling on you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can't actually hurt you. And it's sort of, in a way, I suppose they're kind of a wasp mimic, the way it's coiled up his abdomen. You know, to a person that doesn't understand them might think, well, that could sting. But of course, they have no stinger. And pretty little thing, though. If you could look at those eyes, you'd see all those little crystalline facets.
It's a pretty color. It's kind of
it's a beauty,
green.
And it's got this little orangish tint at the base of the wings.
This particular dragonfly is known as a blue dasher. A common summer sight is a dragonfly or damselfly male and female duo, flying in tandem, one on top of the other. The male is protecting the female from other males.
He wants to make sure his sperm fertilize her eggs. They actually, some of the damselflies do a strange thing where a male will scrape out the sperm from the previous male out of her and then put his sperm in.
The result, eggs, then larvae, then the nymphs we'll see again at the end of next winter. Though we waded through it, we didn't see many water critters in the creek. Steinkraus was shocked to see the absence of water striders, spider-like insects I like to call water boatmen. They glide across the top of the water. Even in a shallow and still pool, there was no sign of them. I did finally spot some small beetles crawling all over some of the river rocks, but we had forgotten our small magnifying lens to help us identify them, Steinkraus took a deeper look.
They're all over that rock, too.
Yeah. They're spotting. They're little beetles. But again, they're little. Like a little aquatic beetle. We probably have to look that up and see if we can figure out what they were.
We consulted our book on water insects, an important tool for an entomologist, but were unable to find an exact match. Steinkraus took some pictures as they swarmed my red rubber rain boot. Perhaps he'll let us know if he finds out what it is. We do find some miniature or baby crayfish crawling around in some seaweed. Maybe they serve as food for the larger fish swimming the creek. Also along the banks, wasps, butterflies, and caterpillars. But watch out for snakes. We didn't spot any, but another creek goer said he did. Though our catch was light, it was still an entertaining way to spend a summer afternoon. And all you really need is a net. Dr. Donald Steinkraus is our Ozarks at Large insect expert and an entomologist at the University of Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Karnatz.